Boker Tov, everyone. We're up to page 18. We're on Siman Simon Kuf Chav Ches. Sif Membez, you're talking about the different psulim that are specific for a Kohen. And then we're going to go on to the next topic. Mishus Marin Rabbeinu Harav Shlita. Sif Membez tells us, and this should be, we will all probably get to ourselves, a halal. A Kohen becomes a halal because he's not, become a halal. He is a halal. He was born a halal. Ein Anosi has Kapav. Why? Because he's not a Kohen. He's not considered a Kohen. Sif Kuf Nan Vav. Lefi She'enu Bekuna. He is treated as a non-Kohen. Okay, he is not a Kohen, and therefore, obviously, he is not allowed, going to be allowed to do Birgas Kohanim. Okay, if he is a halal midrabanan, kigon shinola miachalutza, gakin enoros is kapav. Okay, so that's the din of a halal, as Mr. Bros. Kuvnan Hey tells us, Dainu Hanolad Misri Kuna. Anyone who's born from a relationship of an Isri Kuna, that's the definition of a halal. Shane, if the Kohen marries a Grusha, a Zona, or a Chalula, then they are going to be possible. So that is, really ends over here, the psulim of the Kuna. Just to chazer very quickly, we have the certain psulim that are midrabanan in nature and have nothing really connected to necessarily other types of Kuna different things like killing and avodah zar, just because either the chomer, the iser, what it lies, or because they're going to use their hands to know this kapav in the hand that killed someone. We don't want doing birkas kuna, we don't want birkas kwanim, or these other psulim that are directly connected to kuna, whether it's a kohen that married a grusha, or it's a halal like we learn over here, or he's mitami lemesim, like we learned last time. That thing. By the way, in terms of mitami lemesim, so in Nishmas Avram, he was talking to Shlomo Zalman, who's a very big doctor of Avram. Dr. Avram is here. He writes over there that a Kohen who becomes a doctor without permission from Rabban does not have a psak that he's allowed to become a doctor. Like most Rabbanim hold that if he's going to have to metami lemesim, he's not allowed to become a doctor. A Kohen is a very big shiloh whether a Kohen can become a doctor. And his Rabban told him he's not allowed to go. He becomes a doctor. If he ever wants to do Birkas Kohanim again, he's going to have to do real tshuva like we talked about last time. Fine. Me, Sif Mem Gimel. Now we get into another thing that connects to Birkas Kohanim. We've sort of touched on this topic before, and that is, there's a concept of Simcha Ava when it comes to Birkas Kohanim, or specifically more of Simcha, and therefore, someone who's not in a Matzav of Simcha, can he or can he not do Birkas Kohanim? Okay, and therefore, the first thing that comes to mind, that's what we're going to talk about here, a Kohen who's an Avelis. Does a Kohen who's an Avelis do Birkas Kohanim? On one hand, he's lacking the Simcha, on one hand, he's an Avelis, but on the other hand, an Avil is chayiv in all mitzvos. An Avil does all mitzvos, after because an Onin. An Onin is a separate story. An Onin is pater in a mitzvos, but an Avil is chayiv in mitzvos. However, it says over here, the Mechaber, achar shivis yimei avelos, no se kapav, u betoch shivis yimei avelos, yetzi mi b'kinesa b'shah shikora kohanim. Only after the Shiva Yimei Avelos, Paskins the Mechaber, only then does an Avil do Birkas Kohanim. But the Toch Shivas Yimei Avelos, the Avil does not do Birkas Kohanim. Is the reason is because he's not in a Matzav of Simcha, like brings out over here. Sifkon Kufnan Zayin fleshes this all out. The Medina Chayiv Avil Levarch. Really, Mikar Dedin, an Avil even Betoch Yimei Shiva, he is chayiv to do Birkas Kohanim, like all the other Kohanim. Shari chayiv v'chol mitzvah samurz b'torah. Like I said before, he puts on tefillin the rest of Avelis. He makes brachos, and he davens all the mitzvahs. He's chayiv in the Avel. El shenogel shelo lisa kapi mishum tzitzarek hakon lios b'simcha v'tov lei b'shaz brach. Okay, because the Kohen has to be b'simcha, and v'tov lei when he makes a bracha, k'dichti v'tov lei v'u yivarech. This Moreno Rabbeinu Arav Shlita, the new Mishnah Brus, he brings out over here, that's not even the correct pasuk. It's v'tov ayin, so and not v'tov lev who yivarech, but they learn out from v'tov lev from that up with the exact pasuk of v'tov ayin and pasuk of mishlei v'tov ayin who yivarech. Okay, and therefore the one who makes a bracha has to be besimcha. L'kach tzarich latzeis kadei shlo yikru lalos haduchan. And therefore, since v'ikra the dinah is really chayav in birkas kohanim, he should not be in the shul when they call out kohan. Okay, if he happens to be in a shul when they're in birkas kohanim, if he's in the shul, he didn't leave the shul, he's gonna be chayiv to do Birkas Kohanim, because he's gonna have the mitzvah haseid to do Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, we tell him to leave during the Shivas Yimei Avelos. That's the box of it. This is vafilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, ain't shan kohen aluhu, lo yale, according to the Mechaber, even if it's Shabbos, and he's the only kohen, he's still not allowed. Ubi diyavin, lo yatsu. The karol also duchan, but the evid, if they did not leave, and they call him out to the duchan, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol, bein shein sham kohen, elohu, whether he's the only coin. Ubeinim kohanim achirim. It doesn't matter. Tzarich lalos dim lo kein ovid ba'asid. Like we learn around, what's it called? Kohanim. Okay, once they tell him to lalos the duchen. Okay, they tell him to lalos the duchen, and he doesn't listen. He's over a mitzvah asid. Therefore, he's gonna have to leave the shul before this point. That's the sheet of the mechaber. The Rama writes v'yesh omrim the kolzman avilus. All the days of the avilus afilu ad yid beis chodesh al avi v'alimo ain eronosa es kapav. And for that matter, 30 days for shark roving that he's going to have avilus for. 30 days for shark roving. Yud beis chodesh. For Aviv Imo, the Rama writes, the minig is not to do nesias kapayim. V'chaynoagim medinas elo. That is the minig in these medinas. Okay, so that is the psak of the mechaber over here. Now, that's not necessarily the psak in all places. As the Mishnah Berurah already brings down over here, the Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Sorry. If you look inside, Morino Rabino Rav Shlita Dibur Masel Yetze, he says, "Bimei Avelus Beis Ali Yesh Gibul Minhagi." Even though the Rama brings down over here that all Yid Beis Chodesh, she does not do Avelus, and even though the Mechaber, who's the more Makel opinion, says at least B'toch Shivas Yemei Avelus, he does not do Birkas Kohanim. However, Lemaisa, there are three different Minhagim that exist. Okay, and this is even in a Beis Avel. Even the base of Avel Atzel says Yesh Gimel Minhagim, Yesh Lo Nosin Kapayim Klal. There are those in the base of Avel who do not do Nesias Kapayim at all. Even the Kohanim who are not in Avelus, they will Mevatel Birkas Kohanim in a base of Avel. Okay. However, Yesh Rak Avelim Lo Nosin Kapayim. There are those who they do Nesias Kapayim just the Avelim. If they're Kohanim, they don't do Nesias Kapayim. V'Yeshavilo Avel Nosin Kapav. And there are those places that even the Avel himself does Nesias Kapayim, and that's the meaning, like many places there in Yerushalayim. They say Rav Kook, who was a Kohen, was when he was sitting Shiva, he did Nesias Kapayim, even B'toch Shiva Yimei Avelus, and Kav HaChomer during Yud Beis Chodesh. Here in Eretz Yisrael, most do not foul, for sure, the Ramah, and they do Birkas Kohen, for sure, Yud Beis Chodesh, even B'toch Shiva Yimei Avelus, many of the Minhag, especially here in Yerushalayim, even other places in Eretz Yisrael, that they will go ahead and do Birkas Kohen. Okay, and that's how it basically goes on. In Yerushalayim, the Minhag is that even the Avel is no say kapah. In the rest of Eretz Yisrael, most places the Avel does not, but other Kohanim do. And in Chutz La'aretz, okay, it doesn't really apply so much because there's no Birkas Kohanim anyway during the week, or at least for Ashkenazim, but during Yud Beis Chodesh, the minig is many Ashkenazim, and Ichosah is the foul of the Rama, and all Yud Beis Chodesh, the Kohanim, during the Shosh Golim, do not do Birkas Kohanim during the 12 months of Avelus. Okay? So that's a different minhagim over here. Obviously, there's many minhagim over here, but that's what comes out halach lemais. Okay? Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, in the end of Kufnun Ches, that's in terms of a Avel. But what about an onay? Okay, it says over here. Vuadin onay. Second line from the banner. Afilu b'yotav shu chayiv b'chol mitzvos. Even on yotav he's chayiv in all mitzvos an onay. And he didn't get to bury him before his relative before Yontif. Yontif comes in. He still is somewhat of an onim, but he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Yontif. Mikol makom, hari einu shori b'simcha. Since he's not shori b'simcha, kotanu mikol makom, karol olos yala. He should not do birkas kohanim. However, if according to the first opinion, if they call him up to the duchen, then he should go up to the duchen. However, some say, even if they call him up to the duchen, and maybe his brat's going to be mvatel mitzvahs asay, if he's an onein, then he would not even go up, even if it is going to be yontif. Siv kodin kufnen tes, al avi v'al mimo, v'hu adin, kol shloshim al shar krovim shmuchu v'yisab aliyam, like I mentioned before, the same thing applies if it's a brother, chas v'sholem, a son, chas v'sholem, that they have to sit 30 days, or not sit 30 days, they have avails for 30 days, the same thing would apply. According to the Rama, v'im ein sham beis knesset shnei kohanim acherim chutz ma'avel. Point over here, if they don't have two kohanim, like we learned earlier on, that some say only with two kohanim, it's deraisa, with one kohen it's only derabanan. Therefore, if they're lacking two kohanim, mutter la'avel isa kap of tochi beis chodesh al avi mi, imo, hotoch shloshim al shar krovim. It sounds like over here, even the Mishnah Berurah, even within Shitas Rama, who generally says yid beis chodesh, they don't do beras kohanim, if there are no kohanim, or even if one kohen is there, then many do go ahead and do Birkas Kohen. Moving on to Mem Dal. Another din extension of what we just learned. So the Mechaber brings down Kohen, Afal Pishu, Panoi, Nosias Kapav. a kohen, even though he is single, he is not married, he does nesias kapayim. Why would you think differently? Look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, v'yeshomrim de'ena nosei kapa. There are those who say that someone who is single does not do nesias kapayim. Why? Das sharui below isha, sharui below simcha, because a man, someone who is not married is without true simcha. Varech yesh lo yos b'simcha. And once again, the same thing that we just said, it's avelos. We see, because you don't have simcha, so too over here, someone who's not going to be married, then perhaps they do not go ahead and do birkas kohanim. However, the Ramah goes on and says, v'nagu should no se kapa v'apol b'shein anosli. The minhag is that they do nesias kapayim, even single men, even if they're not married. He chooses, he feels that he is not a true simcha. He's a, I don't know, he's an altar bacher, he's not getting married, and he feels he's lacking simcha, he does not want to do birkas kohanim. We don't practice to get them. Rak shaloyeh beis knesset b'shasha kari kohanim, orim lam li tol yodeyam. He should leave the beis knesset before they call kohanim, or before they tell him to go ahead and go wash their hands. Okay, so that is the din over here in terms of single people. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Kusamachay, V'nagu Shnosei Kapav, the minig is he doesn't give, I know a few ain't sham coin, Elohu, even if there's no other coin around and he's gonna be the only coin and he's not Shari Batel Simcha, nevertheless, he should still go ahead and do Birkas Kwanim, okay? And that would be the din over here by someone who is single, the halacha is, and the minig is that they go ahead and still do Birkas Kwanim. Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue the dinim of Simcha next time. We'll get into the halacha of Birkas Kwanim in Chutzlarts, and the reason why in Chutzlarts the minig developed why not to do Birkas Kwanim, except for on Musaf, on Shalosh Galim, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Other than that, they did not do Birkas Kwanim. We'll learn Bezrat Hashem why next time. Adkan for today.